pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
They didn't have what it takes to be astronauts. They don't fit the foreign diplomat mold. Their computer science careers were cut short. And the banking world still blanches at the mere mention of their names. But when it comes to sports in central Nebraska, they know their stuff. And so without further ado, mostly because we're out of it, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation presents The Doug and Danny Show.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to another edition of the Doug and Danny Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation into the final full week of the month of March. And again, people go, hey, slow time for you, Doug. High school's down. High school's down. Yeah, okay. We got the NCAA men's basketball tournament. We've got the NCAA women's basketball tournament. Nebraska winning their first tournament game in 10 years. Coach Connie Yori will join us on the program today as they're getting ready to head off to practice. Also, the Elite Eight Division II women's basketball championships will be in Kearney this week. It was spectacular last year. We expect it to be great this year. And we will be talking with a variety of coaches and folks associated with the tournament as the week progresses. And we will be live at the Health and Sports Center for the Doug and Daddy Show coming up on Wednesday, starting at 11 o'clock as we get ready to tip off the first game between Alaska Anchorage and Franklin Pearson. I'm not sure if every team is so far in here, and I'm not sure how many teams total or anybody associated with them have been able to tune into the dial here and find out what's going on here on ESPN Radio. But I still will say this out loud. I am pulling for Alaska Anchorage. They have the farthest travel. They are the Sea Wolves. You know, they were gracious enough to bow down and lose to UNK this year, which, by the way, it was a great win for UNK. So we got that going on this week. Also, the annual Pheasants Forever Banquet is this Saturday. Chuck Dummer is going to stop by the studios at the bottom of the hour to discuss that. We need to check our tournament challenge. Golf finished up today, and all that without Daddy here.
Yeah, Daddy's not here. That's
Derek's here, but no Daddy.
There's a lot more room in the studio. It's wild.
You know, I'm breathing a lot more freely and easily today. I'm breathing a lot better today. Tournament brackets, how's yours looking, Derek?
It's looking all right. I got a couple of the ups. Yeah, I got Davidson over Georgetown in the Sweet 16, and they advanced. But I got scratches all over it now with a bunch of losses, so mine's not looking so good.
More importantly, how does my bracket look compared to Tony's in the Sheet of Integrity?
I thought, yes,
if you go to the Doug and Daddy Tournament Challenge, of course, we want to thank the over 400 entries that are in the Doug and Daddy Tournament Challenge. Troutman's is on board. We've got a $150 gift certificate to one of our winners. We've got, of course, Golf USA Hogan's, a variety of folks that are going to be donating prizes. We've got some great prizes for you that we're going to be passing along to the winners. But remember, especially now if you're on the front page of that leaderboard, and that doesn't mean you're going to stay there, but if you're on the front page of that leaderboard, remember, you need to be an ESPN superfan, which is nothing more than going to our website at ESPNSuperstation.com, filling out the information so that we can get you your prizes. That's the only reason you need to be on it. We just want to get you your prizes. Get you your prizes. So go to our website, ESPNSuperstation.com, click on the superfan in the upper left-hand corner, make sure you're signed up, so when you're a winner, you're truly a winner. And, of course, that was one of our rules beforehand, so... don't say that you didn't know. And how are we looking? Again, just kind of looking at our brackets, Daddy and I take a major hit because
yes.
Duke is gone, and we figured out our brackets all on our own, and somehow both of us had Duke coming out of that side.
Yeah, you both had Duke going all the way to the final, so that's not going to happen now, obviously. Big Daddy's got Kansas on the other side of the bracket going all the way to the final. You have North Carolina, both good picks there. And I think... Really, it's pretty close between you two right now. You both have quite a few scratches on the sheet, about the equal number here. But you got different picks for the most part coming down the stretch here. You got Connecticut, though. That's another bad pick.
We have two. I think we have. I have 440 points. I think Tony on his main sheet has 420. The leader has, what, 530? Cake Hopeful has 530. Points, and I hope we're pronouncing that name right, 520 right behind him. So that's pretty good, pretty impressive, 530. You know, I didn't pick a lot of upsets. One of the upsets I did select was Siena. That was right. And then you always look back at the one sheet that is the sheet of integrity and go, well, I thought I took Miami. No, I took St. Mary's. Well, I thought I took Mississippi. No, you took Oregon, you idiot. But I did have Arkansas. My West bracket is in shambles. It is absolutely in shambles. But one of the reasons, because in my West bracket, I have Duke beating Connecticut in the Elite Eight. Well, obviously that's not going to happen when they're not playing. But may I say that my biggest upset pick should have happened. Georgetown, by the way, a lot of people with Duke being out, Georgetown has also messed up a lot of brackets being gone. But two things. I'll preface this by saying, you know what, Texas A&M, if you only score 5 points in the last 10 minutes of the game, and one of those is a bucket with under a minute to go, you don't deserve to win the game anyway. But, and Derek has looked this up, there are crazed A&M fans out there, I selected in the sheet of integrity Texas A&M to upset UCLA. They had a 10-point lead in the second half, should have got the job done, and it came down to this game should have at least been in overtime, because once again, no one makes mention of the absolute mauling that occurred on the final play of the game. And if you do not believe me, go to YouTube, go to the websites, go to your chat rooms. There are still photos. What was the young man's name, Derek?
It was
on the back of his jersey. I didn't write it down. But
Ship. Josh Ship.
Absolutely mauled as he tries to take the last shot with about 4 seconds to go.
Sloan was the Texas A&M player. Josh Ship was the UCLA player who absolutely mauled Sloan as he was coming down the lane. And they got some still photos of literally just Ship's hand, its whole forearm across Sloan's forearms as he's trying to shoot the ball. Obvious foul.
Absolute horrid. How can you not make that call? Those guys don't get another game. For blowing that call, you're done. Tim Higgins, your crew is done. How can you blow that call? We saw some other tough calls that had to be made, but for the most part, there hasn't been a whole lot of griping about calls. There were a lot of blowouts, and that's one reason why. But how can you miss that call when it's been a low-scoring, physical, hard-fought game all the way, number one, at home, basically, on the ropes, and then you're already in the locker room. You didn't even care what would have happened. You could have shot him, and you wouldn't have made a call. They could have tackled him. You weren't going to make a call. And basically, they did tackle him. I mean, it was a cross face right across the arms, I guess, for lack of a better term. I mean, he just absolutely arm-barred him over both arms.
Yeah, and you're absolutely right. And something else you pointed out here before the show when we were watching some of these clips, I have some of the winning shots here. I don't have Jay Billis's commentary, but Billis, there was no mention of they said, the ball's batted away, and down they come for a dunk. The game's over. UCLA wins. No mention of possible foul. No mention of the physical contact, just the ball batted away.
They're in such a hurry to praise the NCAA and get to the next game or get to commercial, which I understand from being on this side of the media that you've got to take advantage of the time that you have. Blatant disregard. I'll guarantee you, if the tables were turned and an A&M player would have fouled a UCLA player taking the shot, that's all we would be hearing. Oh, number one got hosed. Number one seeds out, but they shouldn't be. The game should have went to overtime.
And the Pac-10, how often have we seen that this year with Pac-10 teams and games with Pac-10 teams involved and calls like that?
It's too bad. A&M, again, though, the bottom line is score more than 5 points in the last 10 minutes. Our phone number, if you'd like to get in on the discussion, 1-888-455-ESPN, 1-888-455-ESPN. We always love to get your emails, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Again, all your emails come to the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Dent Popper, home of the Arma lining. Whether it's a truck bed, boat, Jeep, or even a golf cart, Dent Popper can protect it with a spray-on bed liner. Stop in and talk to Scott or Joel today for a free estimate. That's the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. But getting back to the tournament challenge as a whole, there, you know, you've got Davidson moving through, you've got Villanova moving through, West Virginia moving through, and then who's the other one that moved through that we've got on the webpage here? Davidson. Did I mention all four? Davidson moves through. You got the poll up, Derek.
Let me grab it here.
Let's do that. Go to our Prairie Hills poll and one. Which team can get a win? Which Cinderella team can get a win this weekend? And they are West Virginia, Western Kentucky, Davidson, and Villanova. Western Kentucky's a team I forgot. UCLA is in the Final Four. Good God, there's nobody left for them to even play. It's embarrassing. But who do you think has the best chance of getting through? Which Cinderella team can win their Sweet 16 game? Go to the Prairie Hill Poll and One question, ESPNSuperstation.com, Villanova, Davidson, Western Kentucky, or West Virginia. Derek, who would you vote for?
I like Davidson, to tell you the truth. I have them going to the Sweet 16 already and beating Georgetown. I thought they've been a hot shooting team. And his name escapes me again.
I'm Curry.
Horrible. Yeah, Curry has been just playing out of his mind.
You know, that's going to be one of the in vogue picks. I think a lot of people are going to say, just because it's Xavier from a non big time conference, that I think West Virginia is going to end up winning this poll. I think Villanova might be the team I vote for. I watch Wisconsin. I think Wisconsin's very good. I think Kansas-Wisconsin is going to be a brutal Elite Eight game. I just think that's going to be an unbelievable Elite Eight game. I think they're going to get there. But, you know, Kansas is still young, and I guess if I had to vote, Villanova got through the first weekend. Look out. I mean, Villanova is a 12 seed out of a major conference. I think out of those four teams, Villanova's probably the best team. Although Davidson, my Lord, you know, you look at losing to North Carolina, Duke, and UCLA, three of their six losses this year. That's a good, good basketball team. Get on, log on, and vote today at ESPNSuperstation.com. Bo Pelini press conference this afternoon. We will carry it live for you here on ESPN Radio. Scheduled to begin at 2, the press conference to get spring ball underway. Practice begins Wednesday for the University of Nebraska. Bo Pelini expected to, dance around. It'll be interesting. His first press conference as head coach dealing with the football team. And as Sean Callahan stated on a Big Red Report today, and if you missed that, he's coming up right after the show again today about 12:15 with a little voicer for you to tell you that he just thinks, Pelini probably won't be discussing which players are where on the depth chart, just saying they're all going to have to work for their position. I'm sure there'll be a question in there about Andy Christensen, about Mo Purify, the kids that were with him, some of the off-field problems that they've had since he's been the head coach. But most of it will have to do with the football team and what his, focus is, I guess, coming into spring ball. I think it's interesting. A lot of people will regroup this team, get them fired up. Well, they're still going to have talent to win, and he's going to have to milk the talent out of them. It'll be pretty exciting to see what's going on. Coach Connie Yorey, Nebraska women, will pick up an interview with Coach Yorey. Chuck Dummer with Pheasants Forever going to join us as well. But we've got some things to give away.
We do.
We've got some things to give away.
All kinds of stuff, actually.
Let's start with Elite Eight basketball. What do you think about that?
Sounds good.
We have got a pass here to be part of the Division II Elite Eight Women's Division II Basketball Tournament going on at UNK Wednesday, Thursday, and Saturday. This is for two tickets to any session during the Elite Eight Tournament. Two tickets to any session. You can only win once per family this week. And here is your trivia question at 1-888-455-ESPN. This is to get you into the Elite Eight. 1-888-455-ESPN. The Nebraska women snapped a 10-game losing streak or a 10-year losing streak in the NCAA tournament. Before yesterday, who was the last team the Nebraska women had defeated in the NCAA tournament? Back in 1998, I believe it was, according to this information. Before yesterday, who was Nebraska women's last win in the NCAA tournament against? 1-888-455-ESPN. You'll win tickets to the Elite Eight right after this.
It's that same satisfaction you got from pulling the arm off a Cabbage Patch doll.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, good times. The Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Lips Printing Service has now made things even easier for our customers. Place your orders online with ease at lipsprintzone.com. This state-of-the-art website is your 24-hour link to Lips Printing Service. Place orders, get estimates, access your account, view current proofs, and upload new projects anytime, day or night. It has never been easier to get your printing needs completed at lipsprintzone.com. Done right, on time, one customer at a time. Lips Printing Service of Kearney.
Doctors of Chiropractic are trained physicians in the art and science of spinal manipulation. They use this training to treat a wide variety of conditions, such as neck pain, back pain, headaches, and most sports injuries. For 17 years, Dr. John Klingensmith has provided chiropractic care that focuses on total body wellness. Maybe that's why in a recent Gallup poll survey, 90% of chiropractic patients judge their care as effective. So the next time life bangs you around, see Dr. John Klingensmith at Klingensmith Family Chiropractic. Call for an appointment today, 234-4940.
I'm Doug Duda with the Sports Minute on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. The season is winding down for the Tri-City Storm. They will take on Sioux City in a pair of games this week, traveling to Sioux City Thursday, hosting Sioux City Friday, then it's off to Des Moines on Saturday. The Elite Eight Division II Women's Basketball Championships come to the UNK Health and Sports Center, starting with the national quarterfinals on Wednesday. Alaska Anchorage will play Franklin Pierce at noon, Wingate in Northern Kentucky at 2:30, Delta State in California, Pennsylvania at 6, South Dakota and Washburn at 8:30. The Nebraska women's basketball team will battle Maryland Tuesday night in the second round of the NCAA tournament, and the Nebraska men are at Mississippi tonight at 8 o'clock in the NIT, the game on ESPNU. The Hastings College baseball team will be at Dort and Morningside this weekend. UNK will be at Mesa State this weekend. The Nebraska baseball team will host Northern Colorado Tuesday and Wednesday, then head to Texas this weekend. UNK softball is at UNO on Tuesday. And that's a Sports Minute.
The right team can make a big difference when planning your personal financial strategy. At Platte Valley State Bank, they understand your needs, know what it takes, and have the resources to get it done. Whether you want online banking, a personal loan, or need investment options, they are ready to help and are prepared to build a financial relationship with you that will truly make a difference. If you need more from your banker, contact Kim Dugan and Bev Stutzman in Grand Island, or in Kearney, contact Mandy Peterson and Marissa Sinclair. The right team can make a big difference, and Platte Valley State Bank has the team that's right for you. Member FDIC.
We'll see some sunshine across the area today with some scattered high cloudiness in spots with high temperatures around 66 with southwest winds developing at 10 to 20 miles per hour. For tonight, we'll see partly cloudy skies, a low at 33, wind shift to the west at 5 to 15. I'm weather eye meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 39.
Another one bites the dust. Another one bites the dust.
Doug and Daddy's show. Got a winner of our Elite Eight tournament session tickets. The answer, the last Nebraska women's basketball win before yesterday in the NCAA tournament was over New Mexico. 10 years ago, Nebraska beating New Mexico in the NCAA tournament. The second time Nebraska had ever won an NCAA tournament game. They'll be looking for their first ever second round win tomorrow against Maryland. And Derek, who is our winner?
Dick from Kearney knew it.
All right, congratulations. And we'll be giving away more tickets to the Elite Eight at UNK tomorrow here on the Doug and Daddy Show, so stay with us for that. Also, we've got Harlem Globetrotter tickets we're going to be giving away, and we've got some gift cards to Wendy's that we want you to use for lunch this week, so be listening for that. You know what? The weather, it's been teasing us a little bit. Just when it gets warm, then all of a sudden, here comes the cold, here comes the wind, here comes the precipitation. Again, today it's supposed to be pretty nice out there with a little wind to go along with it, but it's, you know what? We're pretty much done with basketball, and when the tournaments are over, we're officially pretty much done with winter. And it's time to start thinking about working on your yard, and I know folks are already doing that. You know, sometimes it's hard to imagine that, but it's time to start thinking about it. If you want your summer landscaping project to be done right, contact Curb It in Kearney. You can go to the web, curbit.net, curbit.net, or you can call the gang at 237-4805. You want the best in town. You want Curb It. Matt and his guys will give you landscaping, a unique look, with several different applications to choose from. Border applications from Curb It are more economical than traditional lawn edging. Comes in multiple colors and designs. It reduces edging and trimming by 75%, and I know the big guy who's absent today would love to not work on his yard very much.
He'd love to just not work.
Well, exactly, but he is gone today, and there you go. Set your appointment with Matt today or stop and see him coming up this weekend at the Buffalo County Fairgrounds, March 28th, 29th, this Friday and Saturday. Big weekend for Curb It. If you want to know more, stop out and see him at the Buffalo County Fairgrounds this weekend. From flower beds to playgrounds, walkways, sandboxes, and water runoff control and drainage, Curb It will get your landscaping project done, and most importantly, they'll get it done right. Contact Matt and the guys today, 237-4805, or go to the web, curbit.net. Curb It. Connie Yorgan.net. Connie, you're going to join us here in just a moment. You know, we were talking a little bit about going into establishments that promote themselves as sports bars last week and then, you know, not having anything on. Like, what's that soap opera doing up there? What's
that? The History Channel.
Yeah, Jeff and Carney has sent us an email. It's last Thursday, he says, and I assume this came up over the weekend. It's last Thursday, and I'm working on the road in North Platte. Around lunchtime, I'm getting geeked up to watch the opening round basketball games. I start driving around, and I spot the Touchdown Club Sports Bar, which is a famous, which is, if you've been around these parts, you know about the Touchdown Club. I guess the older you are, the more you know about the Touchdown Club, which is kind of funny that I mention older, because Jeff says, as I walk through the doors, I'm greeted by a table of white hairs playing cards, and not one single TV tuned into a basketball game. The one TV that was actually turned on was showing a week-old replay of NASCAR.
Aww.
How could a self-proclaimed sports bar not have one of the year's premier TV sporting events on? I angrily walked out and drove down the street to a different location, vowing never to return. Uh-oh. Well, Jeff, I hope you know the Touchdown Club is, you know, like an iconic spot. But you are right. Good Lord. Get the basketball on. Get what's supposed to be on. And I'll tell you what. That's just a lot of fun this time of the year, hanging out with a lot of folks and being able to watch basketball. And, of course, NIT tonight, the Nebraska men will be playing. Nebraska men playing tonight, Mississippi. That game is on ESPNU. So unless you have digital cable at your house, you're not going to get it in Kearney. You'll be able to have to, you're going to have to search for it a little bit. But if you've been watching, you probably by now, with Nebraska basketball and some of the games you want to see being bounced around so many different places, you probably have actually have found it and, know a little bit more about what's going on, with the men's basketball team. But again, tonight, that is 8:05, Nebraska taking on Mississippi in the men's second round of the NIT. The Nebraska women's basketball team winning their first NCAA tournament game in 10 years yesterday. They did it by downing Xavier, and we're pleased to be joined by the head coach of the Husker women, Connie Yorgan, as they're getting ready for their afternoon practice. And I guess this might be the only time the girls are looking forward to practice all year long, Coach.
Well, I hope not. They must not like the game very much if that's the case. No, we're heading off to practice here and we're on the bus, so it might be a little loud. I apologize.
Well, that's fine. Kind of, I don't know if it's a monkey on the back type of deal, but this program has continued to take the baby steps over the last few years, and you guys take another giant step forward yesterday by winning your first NCAA tournament game.
Well, we really feel like we've made a step each year in the last 6 years, and it's an exciting time for our program right now, but we've made incremental steps in the process of going from, you know, you go way back 6 years ago when I took over the job. We were 1-15 in the Big 12 that first year and played with five scholarship players. And each year we've made a step. We went to NIT for three straight years and played a little bit better in the NIT to those 3 years. Moved up in the rankings in terms of the Big 12 each of those 3 years, and then. Here the last couple years, we were in the NCAA tournament last year, of course, and lost in the first round. Had a great season and won 22 games a year ago, and we have 21 wins this year, and we hope we can get 22 tomorrow night. But you know, we broke through and won the NCAA tournament game. So again, we really feel like we've made a step every year.
Coach, let's take a look at the game from yesterday, getting an opportunity to watch most of the ball game. You guys got off to such a good start, and then there had to be some anxiety going down the stretch there, especially when you're trying to get over that hump for the first time. Take me through maybe what happened over the last 4 minutes of that game.
Well, of course, you know, it's the NCAA tournament. You know, Xavier's not going to back down. Xavier's a very talented team. In a lot of ways, they were a team that had more talent than we did, had more size, more athleticism. You know, they weren't going to quit, and the last, you know, 4 or 5 minutes of the game, they made a good push, and, you know, we weren't able to score at a high rate, but we had a good enough lead that we held on and made enough free throws down the stretch and a few plays here and there that held them off.
Coach Connie Yorgan, the Nebraska women's basketball team, joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, it appeared, at least to me and some of the folks I was watching the game with, that maybe fatigue was a factor. Are we dreaming that up, or were your kids really drained after that game?
The fatigue was a factor in the game. I think fatigue was a factor for Xavier. They're the team that played more tired than we did. We played with great energy. We played harder than Xavier. We ran the floor really hard. I thought we worked hard defensively. We go 10 deep, and We have kids that play very hard. I thought we outworked Xavier yesterday.
Talk about Kelsey Griffin's performance. Of course, another outstanding performance for her yesterday.
Well, Kelsey has just been so great since the Big 12 conference season has started in early January. She had a great January and even a better February, and she's having an unbelievable March. You look at what she's done for us over the last couple months. It's incredible. You know, she's just been such a solid player for us offensively. You know, we can count on her game in and game out to score for us, to rebound, you know, to give us a good defensive effort. And, you know, really, I think she's one of the more underrated players in the country. She's a player that, and I've said, you know, I've been saying this for 3 years, you know, finally she gets a little recognition in the USA today. But I tell you what, she's been a great player in our program the last 3 years. And, you know, she's going to go down as one of the greatest players ever to play women's basketball in Nebraska.
8-0 in the first round for the Big 12. It doesn't matter what you do. That's pretty amazing. We know it's a tough conference.
It is, and it's incredible. It's an all-time record. We had 8 teams that made the NCAA tournament from the Big 12, and each of them won first round games. And I've been tooting the horn of the Big 12 all season long, and for good reason. We're the number one ranked league in the country, and not just were we the number one ranked team in the country, but we were. So far ahead of the second-place team, that there was such a big gap, the second-place league. So you look at where our conference was as a whole all season long. It's prepared us for the opportunity to play in the NCAA tournament. It's prepared other teams in the Big 12 to do the same. And I think that's why we're 8-0. The league is 8-0 to start. And, you know, so far we're undefeated in the NIT as well. So our league is perfect so far in the postseason.
Nebraska women's basketball coach Connie Yori joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. They're getting ready for practice to get ready for Maryland. Coach, what did you tell the team, more maybe from a mental standpoint, after that conference tournament loss to Kansas, because you had so much time before you played yesterday?
Well, we worked hard in practice, and we prepared well, I think, for Xavier, and I thought our kids did a great job of following the game plan. But, you know, the season's a long season. You got to be resilient. You got to be tough. You got to keep working. You got to be a good practicing team, and I thought we did that prior to playing Xavier.
And what can you tell us about Maryland after watching them yesterday?
Well, there's a reason they're a number one seed. You know, when you're playing out of the 8-9 game, then you get the great luxury of playing the number one seed in the next round. And Maryland has five McDonald's All-Americans on their team. You know, we don't have any. We do have some McDonald's in Lincoln, but none of them are. We don't have any McDonald's All-Americans, but we, you know, they got incredible talent. They only go seven deep, which I think is an advantage to us, but they're just a very, very talented team at the guard spot, at the post spot. They're averaging 85 points a game in ACC games. They love to get up and down. So do we, so it could be an entertaining game.
And finally, Coach, just for the casual, I guess, I think there's probably a lot of casual Nebraska women's basketball fans out there that probably don't know the first thing about Maryland, but they know a little bit about you. Where do you think maybe you have an advantage? Is it depth? Is it something else?
Well, we have some depth advantage. We go 10 deep, go 7. You know, there's a lot of things that we don't have in terms of size and you know, just pure scoring ability, but we're going to try to use our depth to our advantage and run and push the ball and play our. We're a full court defensive team. We're going to continue to stick with that. And you know, you're not going to make great changes and when you have one day to prepare for a great team. But you know what? We've seen great teams throughout the conference season. That's what the Big 12 does. You play teams. You know, we have played so many ranked teams this year and have done our fair share of winning in those games. And so we're used to playing against great teams. I think our kids will play with confidence.
Finally, Coach, as we let you get back to practice there, what would it mean to take another step, to take two steps in one season, to pull off the upset tomorrow night?
Well, you know what's a fascinating stat? I mean, if you want to think about this, if this puts things in perspective, only 3 men's or women's basketball teams in the history of men's and women's basketball in Nebraska, only 3 times has a team won an NCAA tournament game, and we're one of those teams. There have been no wins on the men's side over the history of their programs, and you know, I'm sure Doc Sadler is going to get that thing turned around and make a change in that direction. But only 3 times has a women's basketball team at Nebraska won a first round game. So you know, we're going to do our very best to to get to in this tournament. And if that happens, I think that says a lot about where our program is.
Coach, we appreciate you fitting us into your busy schedule. We'll be watching tomorrow night. Best of luck.
All right. Thanks for having me on.
Coach Connie Yori joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show as they're rolling on the bus just about over to practice there in College Park. You know, didn't ask her, but it would be very interesting. Seriously, human psyche. They only have Maryland as a 3-point lead over Coppin State in a 116 matchup in the second round. Seriously, you'll be going, oh, how great would this be? How great would this? And then, of course, you'd have to say, well, Coppin State was good enough to beat Maryland, so they can beat anybody. But a 16 has beaten a 1 in the women's tournament before, just hasn't been this year. And I'll tell you what, actually, there were fewer upsets in the women's tournament in the first round than there were in the men's. There is only, I believe I counted, was there one double-digit seed? Two double-digit seeds that came through. You had Florida State and Hartford. Is that right? Moving on, a 10 and an 11. So usually there's a few more major upsets in the women's tournament. And, you know, I hear the guys, quit talking about the women's tournament. I'm going to tell you what. You know what? ESPN's tournament challenge pays the exact same first prize if you win the women's tournament challenge as if you do the men. And guess what, people? There's probably 1/25th the amount of entries in the women's tournament as there are in the men. So even if you don't know anything, you always worry about some woman from our office won the tournament pool because of the colors of the team, or that she liked Duke, or she liked this team, or, you know, Wisconsin, she loves them.
They like birds, so they pick all the bird mascots.
Well, wouldn't that be the exact opposite here? You know, you're the guy that doesn't know anything about women's basketball, but yet you fill it out and boom, $10,000. In your pocket. I want to thank Coach Shorey for giving us some time while they're real busy. And they go for a game tomorrow night. Now, we've got two or three different releases. The main release says 8 o'clock. I think we're looking at 8:45 from the university. They will be the second game tomorrow. So there's a 6 o'clock go time for the first game. And then Nebraska will follow that up 30 minutes after. So you're looking at around 8:45 tip time tomorrow for Nebraska and Maryland. We're going to take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. When we come back, we're going to talk with Chuck Dummer from Pheasants Forever. They're getting ready for their annual banquet, which just is, and I've had a chance to talk with Chuck a little bit here during the last break about all the great things that are going on. I know you're going to be interested, and we're going to tell you how you can take part and enjoy the food, the fun, the guns, all the great stuff, and find out a little bit about what they've been doing since we last chatted. All that and a little bit more coming up after this.
Put your arms up on the table, bend over, and spread your legs.
Quite a sight, wasn't it, sir?
A sight I'd rather not be seeing.
Blindfolds will be available at the front desk, and Doug and Daddy will be right back.
Oh, my goodness.
It's Colin Cowherd. Every small business knows this challenge. You need postage. But making trips to the post office constantly, it's a huge waste of time. And leasing a postage meter is expensive, really expensive. I've got a perfect solution, Stamps.com. Print real U.S. postage from your computer. It's like having a post office right in your home or office. With Stamps.com, all you need is a computer printer and an internet connection to get started. There's no hardware to buy. There's nothing to rent. I've used Stamps.com. It's so easy. You won't believe it once you get it. Why didn't they create this thing decades ago? Right now, Stamps.com has a special offer for my listeners in the herd. No risk trial, plus a $100 bonus offer, including $45 of free postage. That's more free postage if you use my name, Colin. Try Stamps.com today. No risk trial and a $100 bonus offer. Go to Stamps.com before you do anything else. Click on the radio microphone top of the homepage. Type in my name, Colin, C-O-L-A-N. Stamps.com. Be sure to use my name, Colin.
Hi, this is Jeff Benjamin of Benjamin's Landscaping of Kearney and Holdridge. Did you know that we can treat a 6,900 square foot lawn all year with chemicals and fertilizer for only $200? That's right, $200 will get your 6,900 square foot lawn looking good. And that price includes grub treatment. Call our full-time staff today. Keeping your lawn beautiful is our business. We're Benjamin's Landscaping in Kearney and Holdridge. Great service, great value.
Hi, I'm J.W. Hart, the Ironman of the Professional Bull Riders. You're listening to the ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 AM.
We'll see some sunshine across the area today with some scattered high cloudiness in spots with high temperatures around 66 with southwest winds developing at 10 to 20 miles per hour. For tonight, we'll see partly cloudy skies, a low at 33, winds shift to the west at 5 to 15. I'm weather meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 39.
We're back on the Doug and Daddy Show. You can email us anytime, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com, or you can give us a phone call, 1-888-455-ESPN. We're feeling good with Daddy not here today. You know, not feeling good because Daddy's not here, but we're feeling good as we've got so much to celebrate today. Chuck Dummer from Pheasants Forever going to join us in just a moment, but it's coming up towards lunchtime.
It is.
And have you tried this new Spicy Baconator from Wendy's?
I have.
It's so good.
It is very good.
Two slices of pepper jack cheese, sliced jalapenos, and creamy chipotle ranch sauce. And then why do you say that? Why did you say creamy chipotle ranch sauce? Instead of like, chipotle. What? Why would you do that? You know, six strips of crisp hickory smoked bacon piled high atop two hot and juicy quarter-pound hamburger patties. Wendy's new Spicy Baconator combines the bacon you love with a spicy kick. Get one today, and you know what? Get one for you. Get one for your coworker. I think you can get two and one for your coworker. Get your family, because I have a $15 gift card right now to Wendy's. $15 gift card to Wendy's for you to try the new Spicy Baconator or something for the kids or whatever you want. 1-888-455-ESPN. You know what? I'm going to be kind this time. We're going to give this away to caller five, a $15 gift card. What do you think? Is that okay?
That's fine. That's fine.
Okay. I was thinking trivia. Unless you want to do trivia, let's just do it to caller five.
Yeah, because
it's Monday.
That's good.
We want to give things away. $15 gift card to Wendy's as you go try the new Spicy Baconator. Caller five right now. Derek's going to talk to you at 1-888-455-ESPN. And while Derek makes somebody a winner, we're going to talk with a man that, well, he wants to talk a little bit about winning too. But Chuck Dummer, Pheasants Forever, joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show, the secretary of the Prairie Hills chapter. Chuck, welcome back into the Doug and Daddy studio.
Thanks, Doug. Good to be here again.
I want to start right off here because we talk about, we've got so much to talk about, but one of the things I don't know if I've ever actually asked you is how many people you have in, and you have over 400 members of the Prairie Hills chapter. What kind of coverage area is the Prairie Hills chapter as far as part of the state? How far do you guys extend? I mean, people think Kearney, but how far does this chapter extend?
Realistically, we now cover Buffalo County. Our territory is shrinking a little bit because we've now added more and more chapters springing up all over the state. We have 63 chapters now in the state. And as each chapter comes in, for example, Minden came in just 2 years ago. Okay, well, we used to go down and cover that part of the state and down in Kearney County and that sort of thing. Okay, we don't do that anymore. Now they're taking that over. And so we've narrowed down now to Buffalo County. And just last year alone, we spent over $31,000 just in Buffalo County for putting seed back in the ground.
Let's start, because we're going to want to talk about it again at the end. Let's start with the basics. This Saturday is the big banquet.
This Saturday is it. We've been working up to this now basically since December. And March 29th, it'll be held at the Ag Pavilion, Buffalo County Fairgrounds. Social hour and games and raffles and everything starts at 5 o'clock. And dinner served by no one else but Diane Kachera starts at 7 o'clock with the roast pig and smoked turkey. And it's going to be an absolute banquet is the right way to say it.
It's just unbelievable, the food. And that's just part of it. But it's great. It's excellent. Whatever word you need to use, that's what it is. How do people get involved with coming to the banquet? Obviously, a lot of the members, a lot of your out-of-chapter members are also probably going to be showing up, but somebody wants to get involved, somebody wants to come to the banquet, somebody wants to help out, maybe somebody even wants to join.
Well, okay, we can handle all those things very quickly. As a matter of fact, all you have to do is show up for the banquet at 5 o'clock. Actually, I suggest you come a little earlier than that, because we're going to have a crunch at the door. We always do. And just by coming into the banquet, you automatically become a member when you pay for your banquet ticket. And if you want to help out, oh, brother, yes, we'll take your help. We prefer, however, to have people that are Pheasants Forever members so that they have some concept as to what's going on. And they know, for example, how to run some of the games or how to help out with the games, how to help out with the merchandise, how to be spotters for the live auction, that sort of thing. Yes, we always can use more help.
Chuck Dummer from Prairie Hills chapter of the Pheasants Forever. Well, let's get right into the good stuff. What's on the table this year? You've always got a great gun. You've always got some prints. Some of the things that you always seem to see at these great banquets, which is one of the best in the state. But tell us a little bit about what we're going to see this year.
Well, mentioning best in the state, we're ranked one of the top three in the state, and good reason why. We expect over 500 people this year. What brings people in? Well, for example, we have all the beautiful beautiful, beautiful artwork that's framed by the frame shop here. And, of course, Jeff Dummer just goes nuts when he does our particular banquet pieces. And might also mention to people that this year, one of the top items that we've got, and I know there's a lot of Terry Redland fans out there. This year we have the complete series America the Beautiful, and they're on plates. And there's four plates in a set. We have two sets, and these are in oak cabinets, so to speak, that are 4 feet long, almost a foot wide, and 6 inches deep, and they can be hung either vertically or horizontally. You've got to see these things to believe them, and that's going to be one of our top items for the day. Also, we've got just a phenomenal Remington 700 BDL 300 Ultra Mag. And I probably said that a little bit fast for people, but most people wouldn't understand what that is anyhow. Anyhow, for those people out there that are real gun nuts, this thing is just absolutely awesome. Another one that we have on the raffle this year is going to be a Henry Golden Boy, a 22 lever action. And again, people see this weapon and they go bonkers over this thing because the chamber area is all brass. And when it's polished and it's engraved like the way we have it, it is absolutely gorgeous. We've got a complete Mallard duck set, decoy set that's wall mounted. I can just go on and on. We have got so much stuff on that banquet. We've got more merchandise this year than we have ever had before.
We're in the 25th anniversary, too, of Pheasant Forever. So there's some special, maybe some commemorative 25th anniversary things that, it's the 25th anniversary. That's this year.
That's this year. That's right. And you'll be hearing a lot more about that, not only for Pheasant Forever for our banquet coming up, but just as an example, in a couple of weeks, you know, we've got the big expo that's going to be coming up that Nebraska Game and Parks is putting on right here in Kearney. And, of course, Pheasants Forever partners with them for that. Being our 25th anniversary, we're going to be blowing our horn out there, too.
And this isn't the only organization you partner with. You guys, as we're talking about Pheasants Forever, to make things happen, you work with other organizations to help them make things happen, and they help you make your things happen. And the money that has been going in, there have been some significant improvements, not just this past year, but obviously over the tenure of the Prairie Hills chapter.
Well, just as an example, this past year, Pheasants Forever in Nebraska kicked back almost $2 million back into the state. Well, if you're going to do that, you need to partner with people. And, for example, we do a great deal, obviously, with Nebraska Game and Parks. They are our single largest partner. But we do a lot with the NRCS groups, all of the NRD groups. We work with all the Platte River Trust groups, whether it's the Whooping Crane Trust, the River Trust, whatever it happens to be. And this year we did something really special. We partnered with Ducks Unlimited, all of the Platte River Trusts, and we did a major restoration of a waterway. It's the first time Pheasants Forever has been involved in a waterway restoration. So, well, you know, we really feel good about that. We have, according to Pete Berthelsen, our district conservation officer, some 37 partners that we work with in the state of Nebraska alone. And that includes even people like the National Audubon Society, you know, because we work with Roe Sanctuary all the time.
Yeah. Chuck Dummer, secretary of the Prairie Hills Chapter of Pheasants Forever, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Do you have some projects in the works that you guys have next on your to-do list?
Oh, boy, do we ever. As you know, we're great for planting. Let's face it, our theme is, you know, habitat now, pheasants forever. And that's where it comes from. And you're not going to have pheasants. You're not going to have upland game birds of any kind unless we have the habitat. And habitat development means building an ecosystem, a complete ecosystem, however you want to pronounce it. Because we don't just want the pheasants. We need bugs. We need insects. We need mammals. You know, we need all of it. We need weeds.
Wait a minute, Derek. You know a bug, don't you?
I do.
You know a bug. Hey, we got a winner, by the way, didn't we?
Yeah, we did.
For Wendy's.
Dan from Grand Island.
Congratulations, Dan. Enjoy a little lunch on us. Chuck Dummer joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show.
You mentioned a project. Let me tell you about a project that we've got this year. A couple of years ago, I told you we bought a 12-foot-wide drill that is PTO-powered, and it's... it's no-till, what it amounts to. It's no-till drilling of seed, forbs, legumes, that sort of thing. All right. That thing is too big to get into some of these tight swale areas or on sides of hills, that sort of thing. This year, we have a project. We're going to buy a little 52-inch drop seeder that goes behind an all-terrain vehicle. But can you believe that thing is going to cost us close to $7,000? It's so specialized because of the type of seed that we use that we have to have this special kind of a thing. And it's no-till also. So that's our big project as far as purchasing something for our chapter. As far as having other things out there, we anticipate we'll spend close to $50,000 this year putting the seed back into the ground. Last year at our banquet, we raised just over $32,000, and we actually spent $31,000, in fact, $31,000 plus change, just in Buffalo County on 5,400 acres.
Well, that's because you got to keep $20 back for your secretary yearly fees, right?
That brings up an interesting point. One of the things that Pheasants Forever can say, our administrative expenses nationally are less than 3% of all the money we raise. No other organization can say that. And the other thing is, I keep telling you guys, the money stays right here in Buffalo County. We don't send it away to a national headquarters somewhere and let them decide how to spend it. We decide how to spend it.
We've talked about a lot of the things. The banquet is coming up this Saturday for Prairie Hills Chapter of Pheasants Forever, expecting about 500 folks. A lot of everyone's invited. You'll become a member. You can find out more. But one of the things you also do, and we talk about this when it rolls around, is that youth mentor hunt, and that is starting to grow a little bit every year.
It's starting to grow to the point where our national office is looking at maybe having us do two of them each year instead of just one. Last year we had 21 boys and girls that came. 9 of them were girls. And, of course, as you've heard me say before, we have two very special ladies that help us out for that youth mentor hunt, Vicki Harper and Michelle Stover, both of them who are just expert trap shooters. And so they work with the young ladies, and we now also have 8 guns of our own that are the 20-gauge Remington Spartan guns for kids with short stocks. Mm-hmm. We don't want these little kids, and some of them in ages, 10 to 16 are pretty small yet. We don't want them coming out there with dad's 12-gauge single shot, with a solid wood stock and blow their shoulder off. And so we try to provide guns that will help the kids have a good experience. And also, this leads right into the next thing I wanted to talk about, Kearney Park and Recreation. Neil and his crew help us with that youth mentor hunt every year, and we couldn't do it without Neil. We just couldn't do it without him. And the other group is the Fort Kearney Shooters Association. That new facility they've got out there is just a godsend for our youth mentor hunt. We can take the kids right out there and do everything all in one place.
We were chatting about this off air, and I want to bring it up because you're talking about all the volunteers and all the work it takes. I know you are also looking forward to the Elite Eight tournament that's coming into Kearney this week. I know that's something that you talked about you guys really enjoy as well, your family.
Yeah. My wife and I volunteer, and we are going to be running a hospitality room on Wednesday and Thursday. Obviously, I can't do it Saturday. That'd be a little bit difficult, right? Yeah. But I just put in a plug for John McBride and his incredible crew out there. If you can see your way clear to volunteering to do anything to help out for the Elite Eight, please call the Chamber of Commerce, talk to Christy Unick, call out at the UNK, talk to whoever you need to talk to, and volunteer. Get out there and help out. It's just a blast.
And again, if somebody needs more information about the banquet or anything to do with Pheasants Forever, what do they need to do?
They need to either contact me, or they can talk to Jeff down at the frame shop, or they can call Jim Dubas at Dube Sporting Goods. And tickets are available, by the way, at the frame shop and at Dube Sporting Goods. We'd like to suggest that you get your tickets ahead of time. Again, as I say, there will always have a little bit of a crunch at the door. But we will have people from the Visitors Bureau there helping out to register people and get them in. So we'll move you through just as quickly as we can so you can get in and play those raffles, play those games, and have a good time. Carnival atmosphere.
And before we let you go, recap it one more time this Saturday.
Okay, Saturday, the Ag Pavilion, Buffalo County Fairgrounds. Starts at 5 o'clock. Come a little bit earlier if you can to get yourself registered and walk around, see what silent auction items you might want to buy. Decide which games you're going to get involved in, if any. You don't have to. You can just come and eat if you want to. I don't care. Make any difference to me. And by the way,
got an email here from Daddy. He says that's the part I like.
Yeah, for some reason. Well, Diane Kuchera, is going to be doing it again, Countryside Catering, and she's the best. She's the best.
Well, Chuck, always a pleasure to have you in on the Doug and Daddy Show. Best of luck, and we look forward to hearing about, as you always want to tell, you always want to come back and give the results and let us know how things went, and we look forward to that.
Thanks, Doug. Appreciate it very much.
Chuck Dummer, Secretary of the Prairie Hills Chapter of Pheasants Forever. Don't forget, it's coming up this Saturday night at the Buffalo County Ag Pavilion on the fairgrounds. We will take a break and be back with more on the Doug and Daddy Show right after this.
You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Our transmitter actually contains parts of the Chernobyl reactor. It hasn't affected us yet.
Hello, this is Major Dale Hixenball of the Salvation Army. Cold hands and a warm heart. During the winter months, the Salvation Army here in Kearney sees a lot of both. Men, women, and children seeking help are met by compassionate individuals with warm hearts. The Salvation Army here provides second harvest foods, transitional assistance, rent or utility assistance to those in need. Beyond these basic needs, the Salvation Army does its best to provide spiritual warmth to those who may have lost hope.
To contribute, please call the Salvation Army.
Quiznos presents the Prime Rib Ranchero. Slices of tender prime rib. Piled high with fire.
Roasted.
Poblano.
Peppers.
Tangy chipotle mayo.
And pepper jack cheese.
Cheese and mayo. The bold taste of prime rib ranchero. A sandwich this over the top deserves a commercial. This over the top.
Quiznos. Love what you eat.
At participating locations for a limited time only.
Jackson, go tell Brinkman to speed things up on the job site.
That's a long way, boss, but I'm on my way. Message delivered, sir.
One more thing. Run back and tell him
we really need Nextel Direct Connect. I think I pulled a hammy.
Connect at the touch of a button with Nextel Direct Connect from Sprint. Get the rugged new i335 by Motorola. Just $29.99 for your business account. Visit Sprint.com/Nextel or call 1-800-SPRINT-1. Sprint. Ends 4-1908. Excludes taxes. Subject to 2-year agreement. Up to $36 activation, $200 early termination fees. Credit approval and deposit. Available corporate liable activations and eligible upgrades only. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
Hi, this is Shelley Smith from ESPN. You're listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
We'll see some sunshine across the area today with some scattered high cloudiness in spots with high temperatures around 66 with southwest winds developing at 10 to 20 miles per hour. For tonight, we'll see partly cloudy skies, a low at 33. Winds shift to the west at 5 to 15. I'm weather meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 39.
Falling asleep at the wheel again, baby. Doug and Daddy Show, minus Daddy. He's out for a couple of days. He'll be back with us Wednesday when we broadcast live from the Health and Sports Center at the University of Nebraska at Kearney, where the Elite Eight will get underway. Say, if you ever miss any of the interviews or any of the talk that we have here on the Doug and Daddy Show, like Nebraska women's basketball coach Connie Yori, or if you want to hear some more comments that Chuck Dummer had during the show today with Pheasants Forever, even from last week, we had Daryl Morris on to talk about spring football, which gets underway today for UNK, Mark Bauer, the national champions from the UNK wrestling team, and so many more. You can log on to ESPNSuperstation.com and go to the Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal, your headquarters for the NCAA basketball tournament, and of course for you NBA fans, Derek.
Hey, yeah, did you see my Mavericks lost to San Antonio?
Well, they lost more than that with
Dirk going down for 2 weeks now. Oh man,
23rd and first, Cunningham's Journal. Stop by and see him today. Sponsor of the Doug and Daddy podcast. One other thing. Okay, Tiger Woods' streak comes to an end today. Misses out by a couple shots there. Jeff Ogilvy didn't go backwards. He didn't really run away with it. But here's what I've got to say about one thing I observed this weekend, watching a little bit of golf, but especially this morning. And let me preface this also by saying I like Jim Furyk, and I do not root for Sergio Garcia to ever win. And I don't know if that's the USA, non-USA factor, or if it was the whole kind of coming up and was going to challenge Tiger at the beginning, or if it was the waggle, or whatever it was. But why did people, and when I say that, I mean sports fans, sports talk show hosts, the national media, they were all over Sergio Garcia and how he used to take 30 seconds or whatever it was before each shot, the waggle. And yet nobody says anything about Jim Furyk except, well, he's just going through his routine. You know, he's very concentrated on each and every shot. When he is probably taking longer than Sergio ever did over each and every shot. You know, he gets up over the ball. Okay, he's ready to hit it. No, now he backs away. Now he eyes it again. Now he gets up over the ball. Humana. Okay, there's the shot. And that's not over just a putt. That's over basically every shot. 18 today. How many... I've seen hacks worse than me take less practice swings on the tee box than Furyk today.
I've seen him step away earlier this year at Torrey Pines. He was doing it. He's done it in every tournament. I've seen him step away from 5-foot putts 3-4 times.
Well, it's, you know, bottom line is, you know, if you're going to bash one person, then you got to bash another person for doing the exact same thing. Interesting. I don't know. But Tiger's streak comes to an end. You know what? They don't mess around on Half Price Mondays out at the golf simulator. They just knock you over the head if you start doing stuff like that out at Prairie Hills, where new members are wanted. That's right. It's warming up. You're getting the itch to get out and golf. See Prairie Hills. Check out the membership options and opportunities by going to ESPNSuperstation.com. Click on the Prairie Hills logo, and you'll be able to see pricing for memberships as well as green fee, punch cards, and the rules for the soon-to-be rescheduled hole-in-one contest. Go to ESPNSuperstation.com for more information on the Prairie Hills website there. Kurt, Nick, Curtis, they all want to see you. And, of course, a great day to do it today. If it's even a little too windy for you to go outside, then check it out because it's Half Price Monday on the Golf Simulator. Just $10 per person for 18 holes. The top simulator of 2007. You can play virtually any PGA golf course as you get ready for the warmer weather. Call for a tee time today at Prairie Hills Golf Course.
What did you play there, Doug? I'd go with Pebble Beach, personally. Got to go Pebble Beach.
You know, Pebble Beach, yeah, I would also like to play the TPC.
Ooh.
Where the Players' Championship is
17th.
Called, with the Island Green, mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, actually, I think I probably have a better chance of hitting that green than most, just because that's the way my game is.
Ooh, very nice.
A lot more from the Elite Eight coming up over the next few days. As we said, UNK football begins today. Nebraska football will begin on Wednesday. We will be carrying Bo Pelini's spring press conference this afternoon at 2 o'clock live here on ESPN. So stay with us, 2 o'clock, Bo Pelini's press conference. Nebraska baseball yesterday, a tie. Start earlier. It was only 3.5 hours. This happened the last time Texas had to get out of there. They didn't even make it to the ninth inning. Start earlier. Most of the games aren't going to be done in 3.5 hours regulation anyway. Of course, Nebraska, don't give up five in the eighth, or in the ninth, excuse me, and you'll win that game. Congratulations to all the athletes that are coming to Kearney from the area, and UNK and Hastings College baseball and softball teams continue to stay busy as well, and we'll talk more about that as the week progresses. But that's going to take us to the end of our Doug and Daddy show. Remember, Doug does lead Daddy in the Tournament Challenge. You can check out how you're progressing by going to the Tournament Challenge page. It's still right there on the website, ESPN Superstation. And check out where you are setting. I think last year, the leader after the first round plummeted to somewhere in the 60s or the 80s. I see our defending champion, John Lavinka, is on the front page of the leaderboard, but has some work to do. I am setting in a tie for 113th. I think Daddy's at 148th. 5:30 is what it takes to lead it, and don't forget Nebraska basketball tonight. They are a 5.5-point underdog at Mississippi, so we'll see if the Huskers can get into the third round of the NIT, that game tonight on ESPNU. We want to thank Chuck Dummer from the Prairie Hills chapter of Pheasants Forever and Nebraska women's basketball coach Connie Yori for joining us on the Doug and Daddy Show. We'll see you tomorrow right here on ESPN 1460 and 1550.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game. Hey.